7 past the hour of 4. A very good afternoon to you and welcome to the crossover right here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM, The Eye. And of course, I am your lovely host, Abigail. Every Sundays around about the hour of 4 to the hour of 6, I always make sure that I am here and I keep you company. Yes. And of course, today, I am doing the same thing in your company for 2 hours straight. That is from the hour 4 until the hour of 6. And from the hour of 6, I hand you guys over to my colleague who keeps you company. That is on the Eagle Spot Zone until the hour of 8 o'clock. Yes. So it is a Sunday. It's windy. Kind of, and I don't understand why. But before I get into that, let me just thank Tate Nalovanda for keeping you guys company until this time where I take over and be in your company wherever you are tuning us from, right? So I don't know where you are tuning us from, and I don't know how the weather is there, but here in the city, it's getting cold. And it's very windy and dusty. And I don't understand where the wind and the dust is coming from. And this is one thing I don't like about cold weather sometimes. You know, instead of just the weather being cold, it comes with wind. And we all know coldness that comes with the wind is not good at all, to be honest. But one thing that we also need to keep in mind is that we are going to experience very cold weathers. I don't know if some of you have seen, you know, the temperatures for the next coming week or weeks, but you need to be informed that it is actually it's going to get cold, very, very cold. Someone I know is in Cape Town and they were telling me that it's raining in Cape Town and it's a very, very cold. And usually when it's raining the other side and it's very cold, it's like that cold is also pushed to us here. And we also experience it. So let's try to keep warm, guys. Let's be aware of the fact that we are going to experience very cold weathers. Yesterday I went to a birthday party. Yay, it was very nice. And somebody there mentioned something about us experiencing very cold weathers for the next 3 months. I don't know how legit that information is, but yes, she said that we are going to experience very cold weathers in the next 3 months. So most of the temperatures are likely to be in the minus. So we all know how that gets when it's, you see a number there and there's this minus next to it. You need to be aware that we are in danger. We are in a big, big problem. So I urge everybody to, you know, make sure that they dress warmly, they keep warm. You won't die if you don't drink that cold beer or that cold cider. You are not going to die, but let's also just, you know, take a break, especially if it's extremely cold. Stay away from drinking cold things. Rather make something hot, which is also going to be very beneficial to your body instead of you, you know, taking a cold beer, in very, very cold weathers. I'm not going to advise that. So I decided to bring this information to your attention in case you didn't know. You need to know. I think in Windhoek we are already feeling the cold that is coming in the next few days. Already today I am feeling the cold wind and the cold weather. So we need to be aware that it is going to get extremely cold and we need to make sure that we keep warm, we dress warmly, and we stay away from activities that can lead to us, you know, getting sick. Because you can get sick from the cold. If you don't know, you need to know that the cold can actually make you very sick. You know, there are sicknesses such as pneumonia that can arise if you get exposed to so much cold. and it can be deadly. You know, a lot of people have died from pneumonia. I know people usually ask or say this thing of like, but it was pneumonia. How do you die from pneumonia? You can actually die from pneumonia if you don't take care of yourself. So it's very important that we really, really, really take care of ourselves, take care of our bodies. Also make sure that if it's cold, don't put anything cold in your system. You know, even when you are getting thirsty, just warm your water a bit. You know, you can even drink it hot like you're drinking coffee or tea, you know, water. Also, keep most things in, you know, room temperature. It's going to get cold, so there's no need for you putting your juice in the fridge or your cool drink in the fridge. To be honest, I don't do that. You know, I don't. In most cases, I don't. Even when you see me drinking something cold, it's because maybe it's a very hot. It's very hot, and I've tried other measures to try and cool down my body, but it's not working. Like maybe taking a cold shower, it's not helping. That's the only time I usually, you know, drink something cold, either a cold cool drink or cold water or maybe a cold beer. But yeah, I rarely, rarely drink cold stuff during the year. That is just me. So we also need to avoid putting things in the fridge, especially on colder days. It's not necessary. Believe me, even if you leave that cold drink on the cupboard, you are going to find it cold or cool. So it is now 13 minutes after the hour of 4. Let me also just wish everybody born today, you know, the 8th of June, a lovely, lovely birthday to you. One thing I always encourage, you know, those who celebrate their birthdays, on Sundays when I am on air and I'm wishing them a lovely birthday, I always encourage you guys to, you know, enjoy, make the best out of it. This day only comes once in a year. So you must always make sure that you celebrate, you enjoy. And I know there are some people who don't believe in celebrating, you know, birthdays and all that. It is okay, but you know, you need to acknowledge that this is the day you were born and this is the day that you always, always become older when that day arrives. You know that, okay, from today onwards, I am actually a year older. So let's celebrate. Let's get spoiled. If we have people that can spoil us, I wish they can spoil you. Of course, happy, happy birthday. That is from Abigail and the crossover. And before we get to today's conversation, what we are indulging in on this beautiful cold Sunday. I'm already going to call it cold because it is cold. I was actually feeling cold when I was coming here. Yeah, because I had to walk. I had to, you know, get dropped at Checkers because there's something that I was getting there. Because it was warm in the car on the way here. And walking from Checkers coming here, I actually felt the cold. Like, it's actually cold. The cold is here. Yeah. So before we get into today's conversation, what we are talking about, let me just market ourselves a little bit. You know, we are a business and this is how we get money. Money that pays me and my colleagues. Yes. So I will start off with our e-paper. If you are not yet subscribed to The Villager, I don't know what you are waiting for, but you need to get subscribed. So our e-paper provides summaries of business as well as economic news and policy development in the country. So if you really enjoy, you know, business or economic news as well as policy development news, well, our paper is the way to go. And subscribing is actually very easy. It's not difficult. All you need to do is save the following number, 081-200-4144. That is the number you need to save on your smart device. That is 081-200-4144. Once you have saved this number, you can save it the Villager newspaper so you can easily remember. in a case where you save the number and you do not send a subscription message right away. So after you have saved the number, you send a WhatsApp message. Not a text message, not an iMessage, not an RCS message. No. Mm-mm. You send a WhatsApp message. Well, you can just say the word subscribe and wait for a response that is going to notify you that you have been subscribed to the Villager. And you will start to receive a free digital copy on the following days, on Mondays, on Wednesdays, as well as on Fridays. So that is three times in a week of free business, economic, as well as policy development news right in the palm of your hand. So you have nothing to lose. There is no subscription fee. There is no monthly fees, nothing at all. All you need to do is just save the number, send a subscription message, and then you will be subscribed. And then you start receiving a free copy three times in a week, Mondays, Wednesdays, as well as on Fridays. So we all know that Eagle FM is literally everywhere, and it is accessible on your smart device anytime. That means minimal inconvenience. All you need to do is just to get your earphones and then you get informed. And that is the honest truth. You know, we are everywhere and you can listen to us anyway. We also have our complimentary apps such as the Imba app. You know, the Imba app is the app with hymn books, the different hymn books. I usually say that we live in an era where you don't have to be going around carrying a hymn book. No. All you need to do is just download the Imba app and you will have the hymn book in the palm of your hand. As well as our Eagle FM app, it is also such a convenience because you can tune in anytime, anywhere, as long as you have an internet connection or data. So that is very convenient. You don't have to sit in front of a radio. And in a case, maybe you are listening to Mind the Gap with Helmut. And Helmut is really hammering onto something and you are literally laughing yourself off. You don't want to move and you have something to do. You can actually just put on your app and then go do whatever is needed of you to do. So our app really, really, provides, you know, convenience. It keeps you tuned, keeps you informed wherever you are, as long as you have an internet connection or data. And also it offers opportunities for businesses to increase their products and service visibility across different consumers. So there is a digital billboard on our ELFM app where you as a business, you can advertise your products, you know, across different consumers. And also one thing about us is that our social media remains the most active in the country. And this is not even debatable. It is the honest truth. So this provides an opportunity for those who want to enhance their product or brand visibility to do so. So for any of our services, do not hesitate to get hold of us and, you know, see your brand get the visibility it deserves. And also we have our outside broadcasting van. In a case where you have an event or a meeting or anything that you'd like to be streamed to a large number of people or to an audience, we have the audience. And when you want the audience, we give you the audience. All you have to do is contact our marketing team. And there is a team that is readily available that will come wherever you are and stream your event on our platforms that is right here on radio as well as our social media platforms. So in a nutshell, that is us, Eagle Media House. It is now 21 past the hour of 4. Let me tell you what we are talking about today before I play the welcoming song for this beautiful, beautiful Sunday afternoon show. Yeah. So today we are going to talk about adapting to change, right? One Sunday at a time. That is what we are going to talk about. So this discussion, how did it come about? So it came about when my friend actually asked me, you know, have you, you know, spoken about change on the crossover? I think I have. I'm not sure. I don't remember. And this is even why I just decided, you know what? It is something we can actually tap into, you know, one of the crossovers and just have a discussion as to how do people adapt to change and how can people adapt to change. And in this case, because the crossover is on a Sunday, you know, I decided to put one Sunday at a time. And there's a reason to that. I'm going to explain to you guys why I decided to add one Sunday at a time. So you can try to adapt to change one Sunday at a time. So that is what we are going to talk about today, right? Because, you know, life is an ever evolving landscape. Life is never the same. Life today can be different to life tomorrow. It can. So how do we gracefully navigate these type of shifts, you know, at the end of the day? Because it can be personal growth to professional transitions. So adapting to change can actually be difficult sometimes. So how do we adapt to change one Sunday at a time? That is what we are talking about today. And of course, so we have a guest. You know, my friend that I mentioned that she once asked me if I had spoken about on, you know, change. So she will be joining later on in the show, just to give her own perspective as to, when it comes to adapting to change. Now, let me welcome you. This is a tradition on the crossover where I ramble a bit and then before we get into the conversation, I play you a welcoming song. Yeah. And I decided to play Lionel Richie, Easy Like Sunday Morning. I know this was the theme song for the show when the show was born. That is in 2023. Oh my God, this show has been here for some time. Yes, so yeah. So when the show was born, let me say my baby, the crossover is my baby. So when my baby was born, I came up with the tradition of playing Easy Like Sunday Morning as the opening song, you know, every time. So the whole of 2024, this was the theme song for the show. But then, 2025, I decided to come up with something new, you know, just, changing the welcoming song here and there. But I don't know. I always find myself coming back to the theme song. Yes. Sometimes I'll start off the show with, a different song. This other Sunday, I'll play something else. The other Sunday, I'll play something else. And then just one Sunday again, I will find myself coming back to the original, you know, the GOAT, like you guys now say things, like when you want to describe something into this humongous figure or this thing that you can't explain, then you say GOAT. And it even took me time to actually know that GOAT is an acronym for greatest of all time. If you are listening and you also didn't know what GOAT stands for, you just see people posting, Messi is the GOAT of football or whatsoever. GOAT stands for greatest of all time. Yes, you're welcome. So here is, you know, Lionel Richie, Easy Like Sunday Morning. And of course, I will definitely see you on the other side.
Sounds funny, but I just can't stand the pain. Girl, I'm leaving you tomorrow. Seems to me, girl, you know I've done all I can. You see a big stone that I borrowed. Yeah.
Amazing like Sunday morning. Yeah. That's why I'm easy. I can't do a high note. It is Lana Richie, Easy Like Sunday Morning. I know it is a Sunday afternoon, but I think we can all relate to this Sunday track, right? And it is now 5:30 the hour of 4 o'clock. If you just tuned in, welcome. Welcome, welcome. You are listening to The Crossover right here on your number one talk radio station. In fact, it is the only talk radio station in Namibia. Unfortunately, it is. And we take pride in it. And I am Abigail in your company until the hour of 6. Like I mentioned before the welcoming song, that today we are going to talk about adapting to change one Sunday at a time. And of course, we do have a guest who will be joining me shortly, you know, to talk about, you know, adapting to change in their own perspective, in their own words, in their own voice. I'm not going to introduce them. I don't like introducing my guests. I always give the platform to them, so that they can give themselves, what is the word? It's gone. Sometimes when you look for English words, they just disappear from your vocabulary, and then you're just there loading, thinking the word is gonna come back, but it's not gonna come back. But yeah, okay, so the word I was looking for is justice. Imagine. So I don't usually introduce my guests. I give them the platform to do that so they can give themselves the justice they think they deserve, right? Because if I had to go on somebody's show, I think I would love to introduce myself in a proper manner. Who am I? What do I do? And so on and so forth, right? Because I might just say your names and that's it. And probably you want more than that. So I give the opportunity to my guests to do themselves the honors. Yeah. So one thing about the crossover is that it is a show where we dive into timely topics that shape our lives every Sundays when we start off a new week. So this show is called The Crossover for a reason. You know, it's conversations that help us cross over into the new week with a clear mindset, you know, ready, prepared, informed, educated, and all that. And today's topic aims to explore how you as a listener can navigate and embrace change in your life by taking small, manageable steps, you know, perhaps using the reset or reflective nature of Sunday as a focal point. And this is why I was mentioning earlier that there's a reason why today's topic is adapting to change one Sunday at a time, because Sundays comes with this natural reset button, you know. When it's Sunday, we know that, we are starting on a clean slate. So there's this reset that comes with a Sunday. And that's specifically why today's topic is adapting to change one Sunday at a time. How can we adapt to change, on every Sundays, you know, when it's a Sunday and, there's change that took place or happened the previous week, how do you adapt to that? Because sometimes change can be very overwhelming. So how do we make change less overwhelming? That is today's conversation, right? Yes. So what does Sunday mean to you as an individual? Sunday means a lot of different things to a lot of different us as people. You know, some people, Sunday means resetting. It's a day where they reset, you know, to factory settings. I hope we all know what resetting means. So if you don't know what resetting is, basically it's just, you know, going back on the drawing board, right? So Sunday can also mean, you know, a day of reflection, reflecting how the previous week was, the challenges, the changes that came in the previous week, you know, just reflecting, looking at, what happened, the good, the bad, the ups, the downs. Sunday can also mean preparation day, right? It's a new week. So it's a day that you can prepare everything that you want to, do that coming week or that week that starts that Sunday. So you prepare, whether it's, ironing work clothes for that week, you do that. Whether it's, preparing mentally or physically or emotionally, you do that. Also financially. You do that. So Sunday can also be a preparation day, right? Or a quiet time. Other people, their Sundays, they opt, Sundays to be a quiet time for them. Like, I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to relax, you know, in a quiet environment. I'm not even going to play music. Others play music. You know, that's it. They don't want to talk to anybody. They will just play Sunday classics and that's it. So sometimes Sunday can be a quiet time, or maybe it's a family time. Most people prefer Sundays to be, you know, the time that they spend with families or friends. So now, how can we, you know, leverage the unique atmosphere of a Sunday to foster a mindset of adaptation? Like I said, the fact that Sunday is a reset day, there's this natural, I think I can use the word aroma that comes with a Sunday where you feel like, if something happened during the week, that Sunday you feel like, okay, it's a new week. I'm going to, you know, start on a clean slate. So how can you leverage, you know, the atmosphere of a Sunday to foster a mindset for adaptation? How do you do that? So, the reset, you know, feeling of a Sunday is something you can actually, implant in your mindset of adaptation to try and adapt, when it comes to changes or considering changes, you know, for the week ahead. You can also ask yourself, questions such as why or why not, right? Why shouldn't I reset this Sunday? Why not resetting this Sunday? Why am I not adapting to this particular change on this Sunday? Or why not accepting this particular change on this Sunday? Because probably a change, took place during the week, but all these days it is something you don't want to face. It's something that is overwhelming you. It's something that you are thinking about. It's stressing you. And then come Sunday, you can ask yourself, actually, I don't want to go in a new week with this thing hanging around me. Why not just accept it? Why not just adapt to it? It is what it is, right? Now, we are talking about change, and probably somebody out there does not even know what change is. So in a nutshell, change is to make different in some particular, you know. So it's to make different in some particular. I don't know if that is making sense, but we could also say that change can be to make radically different, or to give a different position, course, or direction to. That can be change. So there are a lot of definitions that, you know, comes with what change can be. You know, such as to undergo transformation, to undergo transition or substitution. That can also be change. You know, so change can come with a lot of definitions or explanations, but at the end of the day, we need to understand that change is actually, you know, to make a difference, changing something, transitioning. So you upgrading is change. Upgrading in a sense of, maybe you were having this small job and eventually you get this bigger job, bigger salary. That is change, and you have upgraded. Or downgrading can also be a change in a sense that, okay, you were this top manager in a certain company. You were earning enough. Life was good and all that. But then at the end of the day, you find yourself not having a job at all. Or you might just have this small job that you never pictured yourself, being in or working as, in that position. So downgrade can also be a change. And at the end of the day, we need to adapt to these situations because they happen to us at the end of the day, right? So when we talk about changes, we are talking about big life events, just like I've mentioned now, you know, upgrading from small job, big job, you know, downgrading from big job to small job, you know, relationship shifts, you losing that close friend that you were very close to and you shared all the secrets between each other, or maybe your lover, you know, somebody you thought that you were going to love until Zambezi get dry. I remember there was, let me tell you guys a joke. There was a time, there was an era. Let me call it an era. There was an era, back in Zambezi where, you know, when boys are writing letters to propose you to be their girlfriend, you know, they would use a statement like, I will love you until Zambezi River gets dry. Yes. I don't know. I used to think that statement was true in a sense that, okay, I think if Zambezi River has to get dry, it will take time to get dry, right? So obviously this person's love is likely not to get dry until probably if Zambezi got dry as well. So things like that. I will love you until Zambezi River gets dry. And then you feel like, okay, this is my life partner. We are going to be together forever. And then a shift happens and then you guys break up. And that is a change, you know, a very, very big change. Now, how do you live with that change at the end of the day? And also there are also smaller daily changes, that, happens or, you know, can happen in our lives. Such as, you know, new routines. Maybe you were used to this certain taxi driver picking you up every day, dropping you off to work, and all of a sudden this taxi driver tells you, madam, I just got a job in Valvis Bay. I have to move to Valvis Bay. And probably you have been with this person for a year or 2 years. Now you have to change, you know, this routine you were used to. Now you have to find a new driver. You don't know if they are going to be as honest and faithful as the previous driver that you were with for a year or 2 years. So daily new routines, you know, can also, really, really take a toll on us unless we choose to adapt to that. So you adapt, you tell yourself, there is nothing I can do here, but accept this particular change that this driver I was used to for so long, you know, has actually gotten something better. They got a job in Valvis, so they have to move and I have to find somebody else, and then life must go on. Life must continue. Also, unexpected challenges. We face unexpected challenges sometimes, something that you never so coming your way. I think an example that I can give on unexpected challenges is probably sudden death, because there is a difference between, you know, sudden death and somebody who was probably sick for a certain period of time. And, you people as family members and friends, you actually make peace with the fact that, okay, this person is not never going to wake up from this bed, they've been sick for so long. So unexpected challenges such as sudden death, they are also, you know, hard to deal with. They are changes because this person was just here now, and then the next thing you hear, this person is normal. That can actually be a very, very hard change, to adapt to. I don't think any of us actually adapt to such changes. Losing a loved one or losing somebody we are very close to. I don't think it is something we really, adapt to. Maybe. I know people say that, okay, you get used to this void, but then you don't forget it. It's there. You can't forget it. But then you just get used to living with it. Like, okay, this person is normal. This person was here. And they are gone. So those are the types of changes that we are talking about, when we talk about changes. So it can be big life events, like I've mentioned. Maybe you are also just suddenly moving to a new place. You've been staying in Windhoek for the past 15 years and all of a sudden you get this promotion. Now you have to move to Opuwo. Imagine. Or poor. That can be a hard one. Or now you have to move from Opuwo to Windhoek. It cannot be easy. Because one thing I've realized about human beings is that we don't like change. We don't like change at all. If anything, we really subscribe to comfortability, that when you are comfortable in this, you know, certain space, it's safer for you to just be in there, confined into that safe space. But that shouldn't be the case at all. We need to know that it's actually, possible to adapt to change. Whatever the change may be, it is possible to adapt to change. It is possible to break that wall or that comfortability that you have covered yourself into to say, if I don't get a promotion in Opuwo where I've been living all my life, I am not going to be promoted. It's okay. I'm just going to sit on this position until I retire. No, that is not a good mentality. You need to tell yourself that, okay, wherever this promotion is going to come from, because I want it, I also want to grow professionally as an individual. I know I was born and bred in Opuwo. I've been living in Opuwo all my life. But because maybe Opuwo is too small for me to grow professionally. If, I get a bigger job in Karoo region or in Zambezi, I will definitely go. We need to be open to adapting to change because change is inevitable, guys. Whether we like it or not, change takes place. That's why I even mentioned that there are changes called unexpected challenges. They just boom. They show up, they happen, and there's nothing you can do about it. So we need to really, really, really adapt to change. Yeah. I don't know if there's anybody out there who is listening and they really struggle when it comes to, change. I don't know, but I encourage you to try and accept change, and not just accepting change, but also adapting to change, because you are going to make your life easier when you do that. Life becomes very hard when, we want to challenge change. Life becomes very hard, to be honest. Believe me. So the idea of one Sunday at a time makes the concept of change less intimidating, for several key psychological as well as practical reasons. The first one being that it breaks down overwhelming changes, large, amorphous goals like I need to change my life or I need to adapt to these huge new situations can trigger feelings of anxiety. We all know that, or paralysis or hopelessness. So let's say you focus on one Sunday at a time. You are breaking down an enormous indefinite task into a small, manageable, and clearly defined chunk of time, one day out of seven. And this chunking makes the change feel far less daunting. That's why I mentioned early on that there's a reason why I said one Sunday at a time, right? And I think I am going to introduce this word to most of the topics on the crossover, looking at the fact that it is a show where we cross over into the new 6 days of the week. So we need, plant. Yes. So we need to plant, this idea of that you can actually focus on one day out of seven for anything that you feel like you need to work on, you need to do. You can actually, push it and put it on this Sunday or every Sunday. And what we are picking from this concept of one Sunday at a time is that, in a case of change, one Sunday at a time can actually break down overwhelming changes. Because if you are telling yourself, I need to change my life, I need to change my life. Okay. Now, how are you going to change your life? Maybe you have realized that you are a lazy person, or maybe you have realized that you, what is going on with my vocabulary today? seems like words are just disappearing. So I'm looking for that word where you like to postpone things. I know the word, but it's like it's gone from my brain and now I can't pronounce it. What is the word? Oh my God. But if I remember the word, I will definitely say it. So probably you decide that I want to change my life or I need to change my life. The word is procrastinator. Thank you. Yes. So maybe you have realized that you are a procrastinator. And you want to change, you know, from being a procrastinator to somebody who actually do, somebody who acts. So this might not be easy because it's large. It's too big. You know, you can't just do it like that in a flip of your finger. No. So you can actually, come up with focusing on one Sunday at a time when you tell yourself that this Sunday I am planning for the next 6 days and I'm going to make sure that I really, really, you know, do everything that I write down that I'm going to do so that you can work on your procrastination because all of us can actually come out of this culture of procrastinating because it's not good for any of us. It has never been good for anyone and it will never be good for anyone. So if you realize that you want to change your life because you are a procrastinator and you have been for a long time, it's about time you actually threw that into the dustbin. One Sunday at a time can actually work for you. It will save you so much feelings of anxiety. You will not feel overwhelmed. You will not have the feeling of, you know, feeling paralyzed or hopelessness like, I don't think I will ever change as a person. I think this procrastinating is part of my life and I accept it. I'll live with it. No. Nobody should live, you know, with the thought of thinking that, procrastinating is a good thing. No. You can actually work on it and change on it. And also another thing is that, you know, the idea of one Sunday at a time, it creates a regular reset point. You know, Sunday traditionally serves as a transition day, like I mentioned earlier on. The end of 1 week and the beginning of another. So this is just a natural rhythm that provides a built-in opportunity for a reset. Because you know that, okay, it's the end of another week and it's a new of another week. It's actually easy for you, you know, to create a reset point, where, you know, you use it as a transition day. So how you do that? You reflect. It allows you for a weekly reflection on what changes occurred and how they were handled and what might be coming next. You can also use this reset point in preparation. It becomes a designated time to prepare mentally and practically for upcoming changes without the pressure of daily demands, right? And also the idea of one Sunday at a time encourages small incremental steps. So instead of trying to implement sweeping changes overnight, which often leads to burnout and failure, the one Sunday at a time approach promotes tiny, consistent adjustments. So it builds momentum. Each small win on a Sunday, for example, trying a new healthy recipe or organizing one small area, dedicating 30 minutes to learning a new skill, you know, creates a positive feedback loop. So this sense of accomplishment builds confidence and motivation to continue, making a larger change feel more achievable over time. And I think another example that I can give you when it comes to building momentum is that a lot of us don't like to exercise. A lot of us, we don't like to work out, right? I feel like it's such a big change. Yeah, but I'm working on it. One day, you never know. One Sunday, I will, one Sunday I will decide that the next coming week I am going to exercise for 30 minutes every day. You never know. These 30 minutes, they might just create a positive feedback loop, as we are hearing, and this brings a sense of accomplishment, and it builds confidence and motivation. So I might just find myself, you know, looking back 3 months later, I now exercise maybe for an hour every day. So it also builds momentum and it also sustains habits. You know, small steps are more likely to become ingrained habits because they require less willpower and are easier to integrate into existing routines. And also, the idea of one Sunday at a time when it comes to adapting to change is that it reduces pressure and perfectionism. The phrase implies a gentle, forgiving approach. It's not about making radical change every Sunday, but about consistent, gradual progress. If one Sunday doesn't go as planned, there is always the next Sunday. So this reduces the pressure to be perfect, and it also helps avoid the self-criticism that often accompanies failed grand attempts. It also leverages the power of routine and intention. So by consciously dedicating Sundays to adapting to change, you are building a new routine. And routines, they provide structure and reduce decision fatigue. It transforms an abstract concept, you know, change, into an intentional, actionable practice. And last but not least, it fosters a sense of control, you know, one Sunday at a time. When faced with change, especially unexpected or external change, people often feel a loss of control. It's like, how did this happen? Or why is this happening? As human beings, we like to be in control so much. So people often feel a loss of control when they face, you know, changes, unexpected or external change. So by designating a Sunday as a time to actively engage with adaptation, even in small ways, it reclaims a sense of agency and control over one's life. So in a nutshell, one Sunday at a time, you know, shifts the focus from the intimidating scale of change to the empowering simplicity of consistent, you know, weekly action. So you become consistent in doing things weekly, adapting to change weekly. It also transforms the concept from an overwhelming burden into a rather manageable, even proactive journey. It is now 5 o'clock on the dot, 1700 hours. I think it is now time where we now have to look for our guest for today. Have a conversation. And then on the other side, we continue. Yeah? Procrastination. I think there's something wrong with the mic and earphones. They have this thing of when you come sit in front of the mic and then you put on the headphones, it's like your vocabulary starts having gaps. When you want to say words on air, they just fly out of your mouth. When you want to say statements, you know, things just disappear. Like you don't know where they go to. Now you wonder, do they go back to the headphones or do they go into the mic? You don't know. But regardless, if you just tuned in, you are listening to The Crossover. And today we are talking about adapting to change one Sunday at a time. We will now go for a musical break, and on the other side, best believe, our guest will be right here with us on this beautiful Sunday. Yeah. This is the first Sunday. Let me check. Am I not mistaken? I think it is the first Sunday. Ah, no. No, 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 no. It's the second one. For the first one, I was actually here. So the first Sunday was the 1st of June. Yeah. Okay, here is New Edition, Can You Stand the Rain? I will see you on the other side. The Rain, a new edition. Yeah, I feel like this song relates much more to today's discussion as to adapting to change. Can you stand the rain? It's also, I think it sounds like an analogy of like, can you stand changes, right? I think so. But yeah, it is 6 minutes after the hour of 5 o'clock. Like I promised before the musical break that I'm going to fetch the guest for today. And here she is, joining me on this lovely, lovely conversation about adapting to change one Sunday at a time. Like I said, I'm not introducing anybody. I like to give the platform to the guests to introduce themselves, you know, do justice to themselves, because I might not do the justice. So allow me to give the platform to today's guest to, you know, welcome you guys as well as introduce who she is. Yeah. Hello, my lovely guest.
Hello, Dave.
How are we?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. I hope I did not interrupt your Sunday, because I know Sundays are for lovers. And it's only people like me who don't have Sundays are for lovers, you know. So I hope I did not interrupt.
No. Luckily, today's Sunday for everyone. Yes, we are
here.
Sunday. Oh, it's our special Sunday.
Yeah. So we have an advert coming up in a few seconds. Mm-hmm. So I'm suggesting that probably before you introduce yourself, we can just talk a little bit until the advert plays off, and then you can introduce yourself on the other side of the advert. So it's now 27 seconds remaining and it's counting down. Okay, so I am glad you are on the same boat with me on this Sunday. There's mm-hmm. no Sundays for lovers, but if there are any Sunday lovers out there who are tuning in and you are listening, well, a shout out to you guys. I will play one song for you like I always do every Sundays. I always do that. I play a song for the lovers, you know, just to encourage them that it is a good thing they are doing. Love is a good thing. Don't be like Abigail.
JSB. Namibia, it's time to dream big with JSB Sports. The Mega Giveaway 2025 this year, with a massive 1 million Namibian dollars in total prizes to be won. Here's how to win. With every losing bet on our sports book of 20 Namibian dollars or more, you're automatically entered into the draw. That's right, even when luck isn't on your side, you still have a chance to win big. Bank your favorite teams, take your best shot, and let your losses turn into an opportunity for glory. Don't miss out. Visit jsbsports.bet. Place your bets and be part of the action. JSB Sports. Bet with the best.
JSB supports responsible gambling and is not for persons under the age of 18.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
And of course, we continue. I was joking when I said, don't be like me. I am actually a lover girl. Anyways, the floor is yours. You can introduce yourself finally, and then we get right into the conversation for today.
Okay, thank you so much for having me again, and good afternoon to you and to your listeners. Mm-hmm. Speaking here is Johanna. Johanna is a mother, a wife, a friend, a sister, a very active Namibian. Yeah, so I'm just me.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That's me,
Michelle. You see, I wouldn't have said all that if I introduced you.
Yeah, no. <laughs> Yes,
I wouldn't have given you the justice. So you have given yourself the justice to tell our listeners who you are. So now they have an image of who our guest is for today. Now, getting right into the conversation for today about, you know, adapting to change one Sunday at a time, we will start off by asking you what change is in your own perspective or in your own understanding.
Oh, sure. Well, change in my own understanding is that inevitable shift that can happen at any time in your life. Mm-hmm. It can be professional career, can be in your love life, can be in your lifestyle. So this change, most of the time we are not ready for these changes. So it's something that when we take it on, we feel like we are being suppressed to do something. Whereas maybe most of the time we are just not ready, or we haven't taken time to understand the process. So change is part of our life. It can happen anytime, any day.
Yeah. All right. So for many people, Sundays are a day of rest, reflection, or, you know, preparing for the new week, for the week ahead. How do you see Sundays as a unique crucible or opportunity for processing and adapting to changes throughout the week?
Indeed, Sunday is very personal. Sunday can be seen as a powerful transitional space. For other people, they use it for mental debriefing, where you allow yourself to be in a quiet space. That's me now. I usually like my Sundays to be very quiet. Given that weekdays are very active. Yeah, there's work, school, and all that. So I use my Sunday for mental debriefing, just reflect on what happened during the week, what do I want to do in the coming day. In the same vein, it can also be used as an emotional reset. You calm down your mind for a while. Stop overthinking, forget about that stress that happened during the week. And you also use this day to reconnect your purpose. What do you really want to do in life? And why do you want to do it? But for most Christian people, this is a spiritual space, Sunday. This is the time that they take, or we take off to goodness with our God, or with our religion beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And basically use this day to also plan in perspective what you want to do for this week.
Mm.
Very intentional. So yeah.
Uh-huh. So something that I mentioned to our listeners is the fact that today's topic came from you. Yeah, so I believe there is something that prompted you into asking me if I've had a conversation on this particular topic that we are having today. Maybe you can just share a personal story about a significant change that you have faced. And what approach have you used, and how the approach helped you navigate it?
Oh, yes. There was a time in my life when I thought I have settled at a place, in a town to be specific. And just like that, one day, change came. This was now geographical change due to work demand. Yeah. I had to change where I was based, and amidst that change, there were factors that I needed to consider.
Mm-hmm.
So there was family disruption, obviously, financial pressure for getting there, as well as lifestyle shift. Now in these stages of during this change, first, I went into shock. Seriously? So I'm going to move from this town, go to Windhoek. Windhoek is so big, eh? Go to Windhoek just like that. So at first, I was shocked. And then I went into a stage where I wanted to resist change. I'm like, no way. I can't. I thought of reasons to try to convince myself, no, can't we, I'd rather do it this way other than me moving. But then as time goes on, I adjusted. How I adjusted, I started looking at this change from a positive perspective. So I thought, maybe there is something better for me in store if I take on this change. And also, you know, we believe that everything happens for a reason, right?
Yes.
So I started thinking, yes, I have to do it. Something better might be in store for me.
Mm.
As I took on this change, eventually it happened. I started feeling like home. I started belonging to this very busy city. I remember the first day when I went to work. I'm like, why are people so in a rush? And everyone is just driving fast. Why are they rushing? But now, I'm the master of rushing. That road. Yes. But there were negative outcomes from this
change. Yeah.
Yes. It took an emotional toll on me. I can't deny that. At times, even today, not today, but even now, there are times when I feel like, oh, only if I was back there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the financial strain is well, because now you have to do all these adjustments. But something good came out of this.
Mm-hmm.
I have grown, personal growth, career-wise. It so happened that during that time when the change was taking place, I registered for a course at UNAM. At that time, the course was supposed to be distant. Yes, it is distant.
Mm-hmm.
But then, little did I know that for you to continue the next stage, it was strictly full-time. Imagine if I was in Zimbabwe. How was I going to do that course on a full-time basis?
Imagine.
Yes. And these changes also brought about new opportunities. I had the opportunity to work in different positions within the company.
Mm-hmm.
And this came about because I was at the head office. Had I been in the region, I don't think this was going to happen. We are bonding with the family. Over the distance, we have learned to bond over the distance. It's working.
Mm-hmm.
So in conclusion, I would say change is inevitable, yes, but change is not always negative. It can bring out positive things. So we just need to look at the positive side of things.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. if now you got a phone call that we have this job for you in Karas region, would you go for the job?
Girl, I'm ready. I'm even applying jobs as far as Katima.
So that means you have adapted to change.
Yes, I have adapted to change.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, that's lovely to hear. Now moving to the next point. So for someone who feels overwhelmed by the idea of even thinking about change on their day off, what's a gentle starting point that you would suggest to them?
I would really advise that you be kind to yourself.
Mm.
Just be kind to yourself. By that I mean just admit or take notice your feeling. You are not overreacting. You are not being dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
It's necessary. This is important as you build your self-awareness without giving yourself so much pressure. Also, make a reflection list. Why are you rejecting this change? What are you scared of?
Mm.
That will give you clarity. Maybe it's not that of a big deal. You are just, you're not worth.
Yeah,
the vocabulary is also gone.
I keep telling you guys that there is just something about, you know, being on radio and then your vocabulary just starts disappearing.
Yes, but if you do this reflection list, in a way you are not, you are eliminating judgment to yourself. Because sometimes we are too harsh on ourselves.
Yeah.
Yes. Also, like you said earlier, take small steps. For instance, if you want to take on, you are like you said, you want to start exercising, take it small.
Yeah.
10 minutes a day. And then you see the next day you want to do 5 more extra minutes. That way, it's even easy to track it will be easy to track how far you have gone.
Your improvement.
Yes.
And also, yes. It's motivating, apparently.
Yes, it is motivating.
Mm.
Speaking of motivation, you should surround yourself with safe encouragement, people that do listen. Sometimes you just need to talk. You just vent.
Mm.
Not to the whole world, just to that specific person that you trust. And, yeah, if someone listens to you, it helps as well.
Mm.
And you also look at change. Don't look at it as a disruption or something that is being imposed on you. Maybe you should be curious as well. You know, like, okay, so if I start running 5 kilometers per day for 5 days, what would happen at the end of those 5 days?
Mm.
Maybe you would want to jump on a scale after 5 days and see how have you done. That curiosity should also drive you. Instead of looking at a change as a challenge, look at it as a motivation in a way.
Mm.
Yes.
And for those who feel stuck in a cycle of resistance to change, what advice would you offer to help them, you know, shift their perspective? Perhaps starting on a Sunday, because you find people who are just stuck in a cycle of, you know, resisting to change. Like, I'm not going to change. I was born in Opuwo.
Mm.
If I'm not getting a job or a promotion in Opuwo, I'm not going to be promoted. That's it. I'll just die as a common man.
Mm.
Yeah. So what advice would you offer, you know, to help them shift their perspective? When it comes to, you know, change.
Mm. Like I said in the previous point that sometimes we are more scared of what is ahead.
The unknown.
Mm. Resistance to change most of the way is just your mind saying, I don't feel ready, I don't feel safe yet to get there.
Mm, mm, mm.
So instead of fighting it, like I said, get curious about it. What are you scared of losing?
Mm-hmm.
What part of you feels unsafe about this change? Sometimes, you know, resistance also is a way of protecting yourself, né?
Yes.
So what are you protecting yourself from?
Mm.
Once you get those questions of what, then you might find yourself getting out of that stagnant position of rejecting change, and also take change as a choice. Sometimes we feel it's imposed on us, but you have a choice of how you react to change.
Mm.
You understand? Yeah, and take it one step at a day. Yes,
one Sunday at a time.
Yes, one Sunday at a time.
All right. So before I let you go, what final piece of advice would you give to someone who wants to start, you know, their journey of adapting to change beginning this Sunday or maybe the coming Sunday?
Mm-hmm. If you want to change something, first of all, you should know why are you changing. You should know the objectives. Why do you want to change? Once you now list down the reasons why you want to change, or if change is inevitable, it was brought upon you, I'm sure there will be reasons as well as why you are requested to change. So focus on the project. Not perfection. Maybe I thought I could, when I was resisting that change, I thought things were just going to be perfect already on the go.
Mm.
So it's a program. You work, you are working on that day by day. And you should expect resistance. It's going to be part of it. So plan for it. For instance, if I decide that I want to do 5 kilometers per day. Sorry, I like running. So
I almost wanted to mention it, like, okay.
I'm a runner. So if you decide that you want to do 5 kilometers per day,
yes,
you should also plan that there will be a day when you just don't feel like it. So when that day comes, when you don't feel like it, what are you going to do? What do you plan? So expect resistance, and you must plan for it.
Mm.
Make the goals that you are going to set for yourself, make them so small so that they are impossible to fail and they are easy to track. Don't set yourself too big goals. And take breaks. It's very much necessary for you to rest. If you feel tired, rest. Don't quit, rest. I believe there's a difference. Né?
Yes, there's a very big difference between quitting and resting.
Okay, so rest. And then you return to your goal when you are energized and all that.
Yeah.
So in a nutshell, that's my personal views on change, and we should be open for change anytime.
Mm-hmm. So any last words from your side before I let you go?
Last words from my side, guys. Winter bodies are made, summer bodies are made in winter. Let's take on that change. You can take on any change that you want. That's my personal view.
That's your encouragement that summer bodies are made in winter.
Yes.
I take note of that.
Let's change that attitude. Oh, I too cold. I want to stay in bed. Do something. Change starts within. It starts with you. You should be the change that you want to see.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes.
Well, before I say thank you so much, which lovely Sunday song would you like to listen to after this conversation? Because I am playing it right after you.
Please play me Michael Jackson, Speechless.
Michael Jackson's
Speechless. And thank you so much for having me on your show. It was lovely. Well, I think I'll be a visitor now.
We will see about that because the last time you were here was 2023.
Imagine.
So we will see. I hope to see you soon again.
Thank you so much, Abigail.
Thank you so much for coming through. All righty.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
And of course, that was today's guest, Johanna Shikongo. On today's, conversation or discussion, which is adapting to change, you know, one Sunday at a time. And, she shared with us a very personal story on how she had to adapt a very big change in her life. Like I mentioned earlier on in the show that, you know, change comes in different packages, right? Well, sometimes, change, comes in a form of a big life event. I would categorize Johanna's change as a big life event, you know, moving from, a small, calm town, to the big city, you know, busy where everybody's just like driving fast, like they're rushing to somewhere when they are literally not. And can also be, you know, small daily changes like, new routines, like exercising that we keep mentioning. So yeah, let's all learn how to adapt to change. And I think the more we actually embrace change, the easier it is going to be, for us to adapt to that particular change, whatever it may be, you know. Let's stay away from the mindset of that I was born in Zambezi. If I don't get a promotion in Zambezi, I will not go anywhere. Then I will just die without being promoted. That mindset needs to be placed aside, but rather, you know, have a mindset of like, okay, if I happen to get a job in Botswana or in Zambia, I am going to move because I don't know what other changes are going to come with this particular change. Because in most cases, change, you know, happens for a reason. There's a reason why change is inevitable. It happens for a reason. And before I wrap up today's show, let me play a request, as requested by our guest. It is Sounds of Michael Jackson on Speechless. I will see you that is on the other side.
That's how I feel, but I have not the words yet to explain. Gone is the grace for expressions of passion, but there are worlds and worlds of ways to explain, to tell you how I feel. But I am speechless, speechless. That's how you make me feel. When I'm with you, I am far away, and nothing is for real. When I'm with you, I'm lost for words. I don't know what to say. My head's spinning like a carousel. So silently I pray. Helpless and hopeless, that's how I feel inside. Nothing's real, but all is possible if God is on my side. When I'm with you, I'm in the light, but I cannot be found. Is that the one I'm standing in? The place called hollow ground. Speechless, how you make me feel. Though I'm with you, I am far away, and nothing is more real. I go presence, I am lost for words, words like I love you.
That one night almost left me blind. Before I will catch you, I'll be waiting. Time after time.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
The eye.
Can't believe that I'm home all alone. Doesn't stop me from wanting to see you. Why the hell won't you pick up the phone? Hello? Don't know which way is up anymore. No excuses and nothing to cling to. Oh, you're shaking me right to the core. Just wanna let you know I won't let this one go. You got me down, but I ain't out. Think you got me good, left me like some dead wood. I may be down, but I'll turn around. Ooh. Yeah. All my friends that told you so. They ain't making me feel any better. But it's up and it's on with the show. Got me aching inside of my skin. No excuses and nothing to cling to. You gon' pay for the state that I'm in. Just wanna let you know.
These are sounds of Toni Braxton. Well, other people they call her the most powerful singer in the world, apparently. Well, I believe she really has powerful vocals. I am one of the people who really enjoy listening to her vocals. And before this one, Cyndi Lauper came through with Time After Time. And before Cyndi Lauper, we had Michael Jackson on Speechless, especially requested by today's guest. That is Johanna Shikongo. And it is now 17 minutes to the hour of 6 o'clock. And on the hour of 6, I will be handing you guys over to Hende, who will be with you on Eagle Sports Zone until the hour of 8 o'clock. And today, he is going to be broadcasting from our Ondangwa studio. Yes. And now getting back to our conversation, let's wrap it up. So we are now going to, you know, look at, you know, how can you as a listener use Sunday to reflect on the past week's changes and also anticipate on the upcoming ones? So there's something that is called the Sunday audit, which is a very powerful practice that leverages the calm and reflective nature of Sunday to gain clarity, learn from the past, and proactively prepare for the future. And of course, here is how you as a listener, you can also use it. You know, the Sunday audit, when it comes to reflecting on the past week's changes and anticipating upcoming ones, you could start off by reflecting on the past week's changes. This part of the audit is about looking backward to understand how you navigated challenges and embraced opportunities. So you ask yourself what went well, you know, what were the successes and what were the wins. So what changes did you encounter this past week? Whether they were big or they were small, for example, maybe there was a new project at work or a shift in the family routine or an unexpected bill, you know, or maybe you learned about a new app like me. Last week, I learned about a new app. I'm not going to teach you about it because I was shocked at how long it has been there and nobody, you know, even bothered to share with me about the app. So how did you respond to these changes? You know, did you adapt to them quickly? Did you feel stressed a bit to manage them, or you found a new solution? And what was one small victory or positive adaptation that you made? For example, maybe you handled an unexpected meeting calmly. You know, there are those meetings that you are not informed. You don't know what the agenda is. It just happened. How did you deal with that? You know, or maybe you found a new route to avoid the traffic. We all know that Windhoek. Yay. Mm-mm. The traffic in Windhoek has actually gotten worse, to be honest. It has really gotten worse. And I feel like it's a problem that is going to be major if it's not resolved as soon as possible. And also, what did you learn about yourself or your ability to adapt to change, right? Did you learn that you are more resilient than you thought? Or did you learn that you actually need to help sooner, as soon as you realize that you are actually finding it difficult to adapt to this particular change? Or did you learn that you can actually thrive under a bit of pressure as an individual? What did you learn about yourself and your ability to adapt to change? And you can also ask yourself, you know, what are you grateful for from the past week, particularly in relation to changes? What are you grateful for? Are you grateful at the fact that, you know, you went through these changes? Are you grateful at the fact that these changes happened or they took place in your life? These are all reflection questions that you can ask yourself when it comes to, you know, the past week's changes. You can also ask yourself what was challenging when it comes to lessons and growth areas in your life. What changes felt difficult or overwhelming, and how did you react to those difficulties? You know, was your reaction productive? Was your reaction unproductive? What could you have done differently to adapt more smoothly or effectively? All these are things that you can use as an audit, you know, to try and reflect on the changes that you came across in the past week. Akiri, we mentioned the fact that today's conversation is adapting to change one Sunday at a time, because what we are trying to enforce here or to emphasize is that you can actually deal with changes, you know, on a Sunday basis. So you can actually choose to deal with issues on a Sunday. It doesn't have to be an everyday thing or a monthly thing. You know, it is something that you can actually choose to deal with on a weekly basis on a Sunday, right? So all these questions that I am telling you, these are questions you can use to reflect as an individual, the lessons, you know, the growth. Were there any changes that you resisted unnecessarily? And was there an underlying reason for you to resist change unnecessarily? Because you find people who just really, you know, resist change unnecessarily. As human beings, I think we prefer comfortability. We don't like the unknown so much. We are not that curious when it comes to, you know, tapping into the unknown. No. It's something that occurs rarely to us. And I don't know if you have realized that every time you took a blind decision to do something, it actually paid off. I don't know if you have realized that. In most cases, when you choose change, especially that comes blindly, because you don't know what is going to happen, right? It's something that you are unaware of as to what it brings. What is it coming with? I don't know if you have realized that those particular changes, in most cases, they come with progress. They come with success. Or in most cases, to be honest, in most cases. I think I have spoken about myself as an individual. So I don't think today I am going to give a personal story when it comes to change, even though I have one, a very big one. And I'm itching to shade, but today I'm not going to do that. I know I do it every Sunday where I also relate, because I relate to most of these conversations that I bring to you guys. I relate to them as well. And my hope is that you also relate to them and you also learn from these conversations. You can also ask yourself, did you miss any opportunities because you chose to be rigid or afraid of change? Because we like to be very comfortable, we are afraid of change, and then this sometimes can lead to us missing opportunities. So ask yourself this question now. Did I miss any opportunities because I was afraid of change? Did you? And if you did, this is something you can actually work on to say, next time, I am not going to do that. I am not going to be afraid of change because I might just miss another opportunity. And also, what was the biggest time sink or emotional drain related to change this week? You can ask yourself this question. What was the biggest, you know, emotional drain related to change? And then you can find a way to navigate through it next time if you have to experience it. Hence the emphasis on all of us adapting to change. And also emotional check-in. You can check in with yourself emotionally, asking yourself, how did you feel throughout the week in response to different changes? You know, for example, did you feel anxious? Did you feel excited? Did you feel frustrated? Did you feel calm? Usually change comes with these different feelings. It just depends on that particular change. What is it? Sometimes change might bring anxiety to you. sometimes change might bring excitement, you know, and sometimes it brings a frustration. You get frustrated. You feel frustrated. Sometimes it also, you know, brings calm. You feel calm, like, okay, this particular change actually makes me feel calm, right? Did you allow yourself to feel those emotions, or did you suppress them? It's an emotional check-in. Did you allow yourself to feel those emotions, or did you suppress them? You realize that, okay, this particular change is making me anxious. Did you allow yourself to feel anxious, or did you suppress it? Excitement. Did you feel it, or did you suppress it? And so on and so forth. As well as, what emotional coping mechanisms did you use, and were they healthy? Now, when it comes to anticipating upcoming changes, and also preparing for them, well, you could do a, you know, scanning the horizon, such as looking at calendar and life events. You look at your calendar and you ask yourself, what's on my calendar for the upcoming week or month that represents a change or requires a shift? For example, maybe you have a new meeting schedule, or you have a friend visiting, or maybe your home is going through repairs, or you have a deadline that you need to make sure that you catch up with. You know, are there any anticipated big life changes on the distant horizon? Maybe you went for a job interview in Opuwo. So that can be an anticipated big life change, because if you live in Windhoek and you went for an interview in Opuwo and you feel like the possibility of you getting that job is very high, so you can start, you know, preparing yourself when it comes to moving plans. How are you going to move to Opuwo? You know, the financial means to move to Opuwo, and also start scouting for schools. If you have kids, you are a parent. Where are the kids going to go to school in Opuwo? So also scanning the horizon, sometimes it also prepares you as an individual when it comes to upcoming changes. You look at your life events, how are they going to unfold? And also you look at what external factors might bring about change, right? Sometimes weather, sometimes news, sometimes current events impacting work or home. So you also need to look at these as well. External factors, right? Weather. I informed you in the beginning of, this program that we are going to face extreme cold weathers in the coming weeks. I don't know how long it's going to last, but I heard we are going to have extreme cold weathers. Yeah. Like I mentioned, somebody mentioned the 3 months. So I don't know how true that is, but we can just prepare, right? Because it is a change that is going to be here. And there's nothing you can do about it. I'm joking. There is something you can do about it. And that is to make sure that you keep warm by any means necessary. And also just being proactive, you know, planning for flexibility. I had a conversation on planning, because planning is actually a good thing. It brings flexibility to you as an individual. So you can become proactive in planning for any non-upcoming changes. What's one small step you can take this Sunday to prepare? For example, look up directions. If you know that tomorrow you are going to a place that you have never gone to and you don't know where it is, you just look for directions. We all have the map application on our smart devices. We all do. We all do. So you can actually just prepare for that, that tomorrow I'm going to this particular place and I don't know where it is. So let me just look up for directions, right? And also, you could also try to lay out clothes for the week. Yeah, prepare for the week. So it is very, very important also to proactively plan for changes. Just be prepared, for any changes? And also, how can you build in buffer time or flexibility into your schedule for unexpected changes? How do you do that? You also ask yourself, what resources will you need if certain changes occur? Our guest today also mentioned the fact that sometimes you need to surround yourself with people, right? So you can choose to surround yourself with people when it comes to certain changes, or find tools that can help you adapt to certain changes. All information. Nowadays, we live in a world where information is really plenty. It's a lot. So if you come across a certain change and you don't know how to deal with it, you can just go on Google. You put up that particular change, a lot of information will be displayed to you, and then that can actually help you at the end of the day. And also, last but not least, cultivating an adaptive mindset, very important. You know, you ask yourself, what's one affirmation you can use this week to remind yourself to embrace change? What is it that you can keep on using this week to remind yourself when it comes to embracing change? Maybe, for example, you can come up with an affirmation as, I am flexible and I am resilient. So if change comes, I am accepting, I'm embracing that change. Because we all know, or we all understand, that change brings new opportunities. A minute to 6 o'clock. Yeah. And also, last but not least, you can ask yourself, or you should ask yourself, what's one thing I can learn this week that might help